Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Alpha Real Confidence Podcast. This is episode 202, and I'm your host, Shay Haddo. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to transition to a new team. So it's fall season, whether you're joining a new team or have new teammates or a new coach, this episode is going to be for you. Before we get into it, I have something really exciting that I want to share with you that I'm absolutely buzzing about. So a couple weeks ago, I was thinking about what do people really need right now, right? Well, with back to school, going back to school, I don't know about for you, but for me, I was always really, really stressed out. There's always so many things to juggle with school, sports, friends, managing the stress of it all, joining a new team, having new classes, all of that kind of stuff. So next week on September 14th, we are going to be running a series called the Back to School Confidence Series. So registration is open now, but we're going to be going into the topic that we're talking about today. We're also going to be talking about how to manage stress in school and in sport, how to have the courage to make new friends and ask for help, how to better manage your time and set really powerful goals, and so much more. So if you want to learn more about the Back to School Confidence Series, make sure you check out all the information in the show notes below. All right, so let's get into today's episode. So I first want to start with my story, because all the things that I'm going to teach you today and that we're going to talk about today is I've learned from my experience as the new kid. And I've only ever been the new kid a couple times, but once when I was in college where I had not the greatest experience. But I learned a lot of lessons along the way that I want to teach you so that you don't make the same mistakes along the way. So when I first went to college, I went to Virginia Commonwealth University. So it was 2,000 miles away from where I lived in Utah. So the reason why I went there is because I felt so welcome and I felt so at home with the girls and the coaches. And I just felt like it was really a family. Well, it turns out that, yes, it was a great experience. My teammates and coaches were amazing. But the environment and being so far away from home just wasn't for me. So I ended up actually transferring to Utah State, which is my home state, about 2 hours away from where my parents lived at the time. And I assumed that because I was from there, because I knew some of the girls, that I would fit in pretty well, that I would just kind of be welcomed and feel welcomed. But that was far from the truth. I got there spring season, so everyone else had had a whole semester to get to know each other, to bond with each other. And here I come, the only new kid coming in. Obviously, there's a lot of competition, and I came in extremely out of shape. So that did not help my case either. But I really had a hard time transitioning. I didn't feel welcome. I felt like an outsider. I was out of shape. I was struggling to, keep up in practice and in lifting and in our conditioning sessions. And if you don't know this, for college soccer, spring season is basically just fitness, conditioning, weightlifting, all that kind of stuff. So not the fun stuff, right? Not the fun stuff. So to come in being out of shape to that was really, really hard. And I just had a really hard time transitioning being the new kid. But like I said, I learned a lot of great things that I want to share with you so that you don't have to go through what I went through, whether you're just the only new kid or maybe you're just joining kind of a new team or a new coach or something like that. So the first and most important thing that you must do that I did not do is you must, if you want to earn the respect of your teammates and of your coaches, you have to be the hardest worker. You don't have to be the most talented. You don't have to be the best tactically or technically, but you do need to go out there and work your butt off every single day. And it's not just about working your butt off in the big things, right? In practices and stuff like that. But what do you do outside of practice? Are you showing up early? Are you staying late? Are you putting in the work in the classroom? Are you doing the little things? Are you helping to clean up? Are you holding your weight? Are you filling your role as a teammate, right? Everyone will completely respect you a lot more if you are putting in the work and you're being the hardest worker on the field. And I learned that the hard way. And I think that was why I had such a hard time, is because not that I wasn't working hard, but just that I was struggling so much. And when I was struggling so much, it made me not want to work so hard. So if you can just do that one thing by working hard, even if you have a bad day, you can still work hard. So if you can just be the hardest worker on the field or on the court, You're going to earn the respect of your teammates. When you earn the respect of your teammates, they're going to start to welcome you in as family. So that's number one, okay? Number two is socially, you have to put yourself out there. You can't expect your teammates to put in all the work. You can't expect them to welcome you with open arms. Obviously, that can happen sometimes, and that's what we want to happen, but it's not always the reality. So you have to get outside of your comfort zone. You have to put yourself out there, meet new people, strike the conversation, ask them to hang out after practice or after games or study together, go get ice cream together, go to a movie together. You have to be the one to initiate that a lot of the time. And when you start to initiate that, they'll respond. But if you did what I did, which what I did is I would drive home every single weekend to go hang out with my family because I was like, well, I don't have any friends here, so I better just go home. Well, I lost so much precious time on the weekends not hanging out with my teammates, and that really showed the whole next semester too. So for almost a year, I didn't have very strong, tight relationships with my teammates because I always left because I didn't put in an effort to get to know them off the field. So put yourself out there and get to know your teammates off of the field. And sometimes the little things go a long way, all right? And the third and last thing is to get out of your own head, get out of your own problems and your self-absorption by being of service to the team, by helping other people out. And this one isn't only good when you're, you know, struggling with transitioning and fitting in, but it also is huge if you're just kind of struggling with your confidence or you're just kind of in your own head about your own issues and your own problems. Helping other people is such a great way to get out of your own way, to kind of zoom out and to help other people. When you help other people, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself. And also, it kind of makes your problems and everything seem a little bit smaller. So helping other people on your team could be as simple as encouraging them during practice. Maybe they made a mistake, encouraging them. If they did something well, encourage them, praise them, be a good teammate. Maybe it's training together. Maybe after practice, you can help your teammate that you're really good at something and maybe your teammate isn't and they're trying to get good at it. Maybe it's you offering like, hey, do you want to go take some shots? Like, I'd love to help you, you know, or maybe it's just literally offering water or offering a ride or doing just those little things to show your team that, hey, I'm here to be a good teammate. I'm here, like, you can trust me. Like, my goal is the success of the team, not just the success of me. When your teammates can see and when your coaches can see that your big goal is the success of the team, that's when they're really going to start to welcome you in. Because think about it. If you come in and you're just all about yourself and you only care about your own success, you're not going to be welcomed by the team because it's a team sport. Obviously, we're talking team sports here, right? So you have to be of service to the team. If you're really struggling, ask yourself, what can I do to help one of my teammates or even my coaches so that I can be a good teammate today? All right, so let's do a quick little recap. Number one is to earn the respect. You have to earn it. It's not given to you. Earn the respect by being the hardest worker. Anybody can be the hardest worker. Number two is to put yourself out there, get outside of your comfort zone and build those relationships. And number three is to get out of your own head by being of service to your teammates. So I hope this was helpful. Again, in our Back to School Confidence series, we're going to be diving into this even deeper. Today on this podcast, we were just scratching the surface of really how to transition and how to build confidence in this. So hopefully this gave you some good insight into what you can do. But if you want to go further, if you want to learn more about managing time, managing stress, setting goals for the new season, for the new school year, and so many other things, then I would love for you to join us inside of the Back to School Confidence series. Again, it is starting September 14th, so in 1 week from the date this podcast is released. So I hope to see you there. I hope this podcast was helpful to you, and I will see you on next week's episode.